Neil Morrow, Secretary of Linfield Ladies, your thoughts on the girls having won 3 cups this season?
Andy, I you just can't describe how we feel at the minute. You know, the last 18 months have been just move forward. Wonderful occasion tonight again. Irish Cup, League Cup, County Antrim Cup. Can't ask any more of the girls. We're very unlucky in the league, and what a team. Must pay testimony to the work that Ryan's put in the last 15 months since he's come in. He's been tremendous. He's gelled the team, he's got the girls working together, he's got them enthusiastic, motivated, organised. Most professional coach I've come across for a long, long time in women's football, and all credit to him.
And of course, he goes to Russia tomorrow. He goes with our best wishes, yeah?
Goes to Russia tomorrow. A new venture, 3 months out there coaching, and it'll do him the world of good to get away and get his head shored. For a while away from the pressure of managing Linfield. But I have to say, he's done a fantastic job. He's a wonderful example to any young coach coming into the football of how to conduct yourself. Totally professional, meticulous in his preparation, and we couldn't ask for any more at this club.
And the aim, of course, is that he's coming back for the new season.
The aim is, yeah, just give him his targets for next year there a few minutes ago. 2 trophies last year, 3 trophies this year. He's 4 for next year, so he has. So we'll not make it too tall an order for him, but he smiles at it and relishes the challenge. And that has to be the aim now. We're very unfortunate this year in the league that we didn't take it down to the very last game. But, you know, we'll learn. The girls are maturing. He's maturing as a manager. And we'll move forward next year. So we'll look at what we have, what we need to do, and we'll get ourselves organised, and we'll have a real stab at the league next year.
You know all these girls really well. Just talk about the passion and the commitment and the sacrifices these girls have made.
These girls, you know, these girls don't get paid for playing, so they don't. They turn up week in, week out. Some of them are training 4 or 5 times a week, so they are more than most boys' men's teams do, and they got the results out on the pitch tonight. This wasn't a particularly fantastic game, but they dug in and they worked hard, and you know, if we had time to sit down and tell you some of the stories and some of the history of some of these girls and what they've come through, everybody at this club should be very proud of them. I know the chairman and the president were at the Irish Cup final and were over the moon at the performance and the true Linfield spirit that the girls showed. Fortune favours the brave, and I can tell you there are stories in that dressing room tonight that there's none braver.
Great to see our great supporters, Willie and Olive, here again.
Oh, William and Olive, unbelievable. You know, you just can't get people like that in life, never mind football. They're unbelievable. They're standing on a wet night in a park, so they are watching us, watching the reserve team. They go and watch the youth teams. These trophies are as much for them as they are for the girls and the club. You know, people like that, they're worth their weight in gold, and we really, really appreciate the following and the support and the help that they give us.
And just lastly, remind us who our internationals are going away in the next few weeks.
The internationals going away in the next few weeks. We've got Ashley Hutton and Lindsay Corey going away with the senior team. We have Sarah Haddock and Chelsea Miles with the under-19s. And whilst the squad isn't named for the 17s yet, we hope to have Kiva Callaghan, Lauren Robson and Chloe Orr heading away with the 17s in October. Absolutely tremendous. Lauren Robson and Chloe Orr coming into the club at 14 years of age, 3 cup winners medals. My goodness, you know, we've never been afraid to throw kids in. Kirsty McGuinness came in at 14 and look how she's done. You know, one of the best players in the league, most direct striker of a ball and player throughout the country, and should walk into any club in this country. So those kids have got plenty to look up for. They've got great advice and role models in Corey and Hutton, and we just want to build with those players and look to secure the future of the girls side of the club over the next 5-10 years.
On behalf of everyone at Linfield Neil, congratulations on this outstanding achievement.
Thank you, Andy.